Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Here at Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Hey, Frank, how you doing today? Frank's awesome. He's over there ready to go. I'm ready to go. We got a great show. We, on the first part of the show, we're going to talk about some nanotech. We got some new information to share with you on this, with where it's going in healthcare, and what you need to know about it. And staying safe out there. So we're going to talk about that, and we got a quack report and some other great stuff. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the face, and I'm minding the time. I'm seeking the face of the Lord, and I'm minding the time because it's growing short. So today's devotional puts us in Luke 12, where it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." That's your inheritance. What's the inheritance of God? Well, the saints, you and me, if you're a saint. So we get the kingdom of God. Awesome, awesome sauce over there. So if you want the kingdom of God, seek the Lord's face, mind and time, but grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, what do we have here? Did you hear about this, Frank? This is over in Israel. McDonald's kiosks, those, you know, kiosk McDonald things. Unless your vaccine passport, called a green pass, is up to date, including the booster shots, you cannot get a Big Mac. You cannot get a French fry. You cannot get a cherry pie. You can't get anything over there in Israel. Goodness. So, although Israel is one of the most vaccinated and booster vaccinated countries against COVID, it also is among the first nation to impose the vaccine passport requirements to their people. Nevertheless, the virus has continued to spread there virtually unchecked, leaving citizens with nothing more than far fewer liberties than before the pandemic began. So citizens have to be double jabbed, and they have to have gotten the COVID vaccine booster in Israel, or no burger, fries, and shake. You're out of luck. All right, moving along. Last but not least in the quack report, Antarctic, Frank. Cold, frigid place, right? Who could live there, seriously, other than ice cubes and polar bears, maybe, and seals with all that blubber to keep them warm? What could absolutely live there? Well, Antarctic Station, they have 100% of their employees fully vaccinated with COVID. Yep, but two-thirds of their workforce is testing positive for COVID, and quite a few of them are sick. Yeah, remote facility in Antarctica where 100% of the workers got vaccinated. While they're working through an outbreak, 66% of the workforce is testing positive. This is the Belgian Scientific Research Station, far, far away from here. Far from any civilization, really. So, you know, it's just amazing. So they took the COVID there with them. They brought it there. I'm just amazed at the stupidity. Well, maybe I'm not amazed. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so let's talk about the nanomedicine. We're going to get into some nanomedicine. And people, you know, older folks, I mean, I'm not even so sure sometimes that the stuff I'm reading, I have to read it a couple times just to figure out what it's saying. Yeah, but older folks, bless their hearts, they don't even know what a nanotech is. And maybe they shouldn't, you know. What is really nanomedicine? And Frank, do you know what it is? Take a wild guess. Just take a stab. You know what it is? Okay, tell me what it is. I want to see what Frank says. Frank's. What is it, Frank? Can it, like, in a sentence, can I encapsulate it in a tiny machines? Well, sort of. Yeah, they can be. Okay, I should say it's not, but it can be tiny machines. But nanotech has gotten into nanomedicine. There's this new nanomedicine area. And it seems nanotechnology within the scientific medicine realm for all sorts. They're using it for all sorts of applications. So the drug companies, the industry that makes your drugs, is using more and more nanotech every day in their drug applications as a regulating control feature. So science looks at this as an evolution within healthcare. An evolution of healthcare, Frank. Think about it. Wrap your brain around that one. So the new technology is producing these new substances and new drug products. So these nanosystems are not without skepticism. Okay. So according to the publication Frontiers in Chemistry, quote, the basic concepts related to these nanosystems and numerous methodologies is controversial. Whoa. Right? So we're going to take a look, another look at this new technology. We've talked about it in the past. Things are coming up hot and heavy in this area of science. And what they're doing is they're reshaping more than we actually know within your healthcare system. Okay. So let's look at the birthplace. Hey, Frank, take a wild guess. Where's the birthplace of nanotech? Just anywhere in the globe. Take a dart, throw it, see where it lands. What do you think? Birthplace of nanotech. Japan? Oh, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. No, but no, it's not. So it's very interesting that the leaps and bounds regarding all this creation of this medical nanotech area came out of the European Union. Okay? So much so that the EU is referred to as the, quote, key enabling technology for this innovative and evolutionary branch of medicine. They are the key enabling technology. So without whatever research they were doing over there, we wouldn't be as far ahead as we are now with the nanotech. But very innovative, they say. It's an evolution branch of medicine. So what is the official definition of nanomedicine then? Well, here it is. Let me see if this makes sense to you. They say, quote, the use of nanomaterials for diagnosis, monitoring, control, prevention, and treatment of diseases. That was from the Academy of Science, 2014. That's what they said is the definition. Still, what does it mean to be taking, let's say, a nanotechnology drug, for instance? Well, according to the European Union, nanomaterials refer to, quote, a natural or manufactured material comprising particles, either in an unbound state or as an aggregate, where one or more external dimensions affects the size and range. Okay, yeah, well, that cleared it up for me. Well, what they're really doing is anything but natural, okay? Suffice it to say that the nanotech field is reformulating existing medicines and making new ones. This changes the toxicity, the toxicology dramatically of your medical treatment drugs, the drug therapies. But I don't know if the public, Frank, will have full disclosure on this so they can make decisions. What did you say? I was going to say the Borg. I suppose the EU is close enough. Yeah, yeah. For those of those folks out there that never watched Star Trek, the Borg was a species of half human, half machines that went around the world in what do they call it? Assimilating other species into their collective. And what was their mantra? Resistance is futile. Right? Well, that was Star Trek. Okay, so what, Frank? Assimilating through nanotech. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to get into it a little bit here. So one thing is for certain, you know, this whole process is inclusive. Okay, European Union, remember this harmonization code, you know, policy. This is all inclusive in harmonizing the process all over the world with a new set of standards, okay? You're witnessing a new phase of pharmakia, witchcraft. That's what you're witnessing. Yeah. So the Codex Alimentarius is a food harmonization code that was developed and came out of the European Union, and they've been pushing this for decades. And they want to standardize every aspect of elements you use, water, foods, medicines, whatever it is. They want to standardize. Everybody's got to be the same. Everybody's same thing with this, you know, communism mantra. You know, everybody's got to be the same. nobody can have more than anybody else. You know, you're all going to be equally poor and not own anything and be happy. That's all coming out of there. Well, there's this big problem, though, here. The problem medical science has in using the nanotech in the drug therapy is that these small, well, the small size of these molecules they're working with will increase a lot of concerns of the physicochemical properties of the drug, of the nanoformations they're using to alter things like absorption rate, the distribution of the drug, the elimination, the way the body eliminates it, the metabolic controls, how the body is functioning, and also the toxicology compared to, let's say, the bulk chemical equivalents of the old drug therapy. Okay? So they haven't got that down pat yet. They're still kind of tweaking that part. But it's not stopping them from using it. Okay? So here's a study, January 2022, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. They declared that they have a new method to increase the effectiveness of the nanomedicines. Okay? So the problem this area has had with regard to using nanomedicines is they've been fighting the human body, your natural defenses, because the body doesn't like the nanomedicines at all. And when it sees this type of therapy coming, it treats it like a threat. So your immune system activates. So the immune system will launch an attack with a bunch of proteins to destroy the nanomedicine, and this isn't sitting well with the drug cartels, see. So what the research is stating is they created this immune system inhibitor now to prevent the proteins and suppressing the immune system response. They're protecting the drug therapy from your immune system. All right, so the immune system's not dumb. If it's launching an attack, it sees it as a big, big-time threat. God gave you that immune system, see, to protect you. Now they want to just try to shut it off, inhibit it. Let me read you a quote. This is University of Pennsylvania. They said, the School of Medicine, they said, researchers at Penn Medicine have discovered a new, more effective method of preventing the body's own proteins from treating nanomedicines like a foreign invader by covering the nanoparticles with a coating to suppress the immune system response, which interferes with the medicine's effectiveness. So your immune system was interfering with the nanomedicines. Mm-hmm. So let's read another quote from them. Oh, and this is from Advanced Materials, that journal. They said, when we inject nanoparticles into the bloodstream, they are swarmed by elements of the immune system called complement proteins. This triggers inflammation and prevents the nanoparticles from reaching their target in the body. Does that sound familiar, Frank? Artificial infection. Injected. That's an artificial infection. What do you suppose has nanoparticles in it that's been injected in people recently? Something coming to mind? But they know that it triggers inflammation. Yeah, they know that. Here's a quote also from Advanced Materials. They said, this nanotechnology is engineered proteins to act as delivery vehicles for various treatments, vaccines usually, they highlighted that contain RNA and DNA. An example is your mRNA COVID serum. So your immune system sees this COVID serum as a foreign invader. And isn't that supposed to be good? Isn't that supposed to be good? Isn't the immune system supposed to make an antibody now? But what they're doing is shutting off the immune system and creating a lot of inflammation in the body. So your COVID serum is not creating antibodies for you. Think about it. Therefore, it is evident that science is experimenting, and it really doesn't understand that these treatments produce extensive, well, they do understand that it creates extensive inflammation within the body, yet the scientists convince themselves that this nanotechnology therapy is superior and is healthy for humans. Healthy for humans. Let me read you a quote. This is Jacob Brenner. He's a medical doctor, a pulmonary medicine physician. And he says, it turned out to be one of those technologies that just works right away and better than anticipated. Well, it depends on who you're asking. Do you think massive inflammation in the body is better, doctor? Well, anyone with an ounce of sense knows that this technology is a death sentence to those who use it. Absolutely. So science has, you know, decided to, let's say, experiment on the world population and has really no moral ethical code to speak of any longer, we're going to have to stand and protect ourselves. That's right. Therapies that alter the human genetic code and the metabolic function is dangerous, is life-threatening. Now, I look to God's medicine for the rebalancing and the healing. The body can utilize the nutrition and the herbs to do that. So medicinal herbs do provide a lot of minerals and vitamins and amino acids and proteins that help the cells regenerate so your body can heal itself. So it doesn't hinder anything. It doesn't shut or tamp off or suppress anything. It works with your system. God created it that way. What'd you say, Frank? If you are trying to kill everyone and make the rest sick, well, then your invention is a success. Yeah, I guess so, Frank. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what Dr. Brenner, you have to ask yourself, where's he at? He said this turned out to be one of those technologies that just works right away and better than anticipated. What were they thinking then? What were they hoping for? And then they got something better than anticipated. How is death better? How is myocarditis better? How is autoimmune diseases better? How is neurological dysfunction better? It's not, is it? It's not better. And did you hear about the celebrity? Oh, what's his name? He was on Full House. Saget, Bob Saget. Did you hear about that guy? He played on Full House, a little TV sitcom back in, was it the 90s, I think it was. And they found him dead in a hotel room, right? Dead as a post at 56. Didn't seem to have really any underlying health issues that were released anyway in the press. And they're doing an autopsy, of course. But 3 weeks ago, he was just bragging. He just got his COVID booster shot. I don't suppose the news media is going to say that's the culprit, do you, Frank? I don't think so. But that's about right. 2 to 3 weeks after, you know, that's about the right time. And that's what I've been hearing from the scientists that have been studying the COVID anyway, that usually 2 to 3 weeks, you know, a lot of people have their issues. So, and then, of course, we've heard from scientists, there's 3 different batches. One's a placebo. One is a attenuated version of the vaccine. It's a dead version. And then the other one is the supposed, you know, live kill shot version. You know, there's so much information out there. You got, you know, it's like weeding through a mountain of stuff. But from the scientists that I've been reading reports from and hearing a lot of interviews from them, they're scientists and virologists and doctors. I mean, they all can't be wrong. There's hundreds of them saying this is not a good thing, and they all can't be wrong. So your nanotech, you're not probably going to be told half of what it does. And doctors, bless their hearts, are probably not going to be told all there is to know about it either, just like they're not told anything about vaccines. But they give them. So it's going to be up to you to do your due diligence and your homework on any therapy that's recommended to you. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they specialize at immune boosting, metabolic support and strengthening, and detoxing. Preserving those filtering organs that you rely on all the time, like liver and kidneys and stuff. They got cardio strengtheners. They have herbs for pets. They have a whole thing that, it's a toolkit. And taking the power back, and you'll be amazed what you can do. Get rid of shingles. Who ever thought that they could do that? Or pneumonia. Yeah, you have more power than you think, because God provided these tools for you. These are herbs, medicinal herbs. He said, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. His word will live forever. I'm looking forward to that, I'm going to say, this is great. Just be bathed in the knowledge of living all of eternity, knowing God's living word will never die. And you went out, and you got some herbs, and you got better, because you trusted the Word of God. See there? See how that works? It's a blessing. God's words and blessings and promises can't come back void. See? Trust in Him. That's it. Having faith. Standing. He stands in the gap with you. When you think there's nobody there, He's there. So get that Bible out and start praying and seeking His face, and He'll open up a way for you. You don't think there's a way now? He makes a way. He's talking about the proverbial bulldozer for you. He'll make you a way. Open doors no man can open, and shut doors no man can shut. I've seen it happen, and it's amazing. So explore that miracle that God can give you. He's waiting to give it to you. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free herbal catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. You can do this. It's not complicated. You're thinking it's complicated because you've been programmed to think it is. It's not that hard. God didn't expect you to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. He didn't expect you to do that. So thepowerherbs.com, if you're on their website, do sign up for their newsletters. They're free. They go out each week, the American Survival and Health Quest. So definitely sign up for that and be empowered. But I see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more on the other side.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Pretend it all the time.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Frank. Awesome. Awesome. We're going to be talking about, you know, something I think we're going to revisit. We talked about this way back in 2017, Frank. Do you remember me talking about the cough is back? Remember that? Now, mind you, we didn't know what to call it then. But I saw it. It kind of traveled around the holidays from west to east coast, and people just had this cough they couldn't shake. Okay, so in the fall of 2016, there was this kind of surge across the United States, you know, in the fall, that was involving this hacking cough, sometimes with congestion, sometimes without any mucus or sputum, and people were thrown on a bunch of antibiotics, and it didn't do a thing. So the drugs did nothing, and the patients reported this to their doctors, who had really no other options other than, you know, cough suppressants or over-the-counter decongestants or, God forbid, steroids. So patients, kind of at their wits' end, after more than 4 weeks of coughing. Can you imagine coughing that long? But that's not the record. Nope. I've talked to a woman who coughed for 4 years when she got this way back then. And just constant... all the time, you know. That's, you know, very tiring. Think of the abdominal muscles you use to cough. I mean, weary. It just wearies the body. So many people were trying to work, run their businesses while they were trying to clear their throat and, you know, not cough on people. Because, you know, people thought, well, they must have a respiratory illness. But this was something the doctors couldn't cure. So medical physicians really don't know how to support your own body's immune system with nutrition. They don't know how to do that so that your own defenses can conquer these types of infections. So scientific medicine has for a long time been kind of useless against any viral infection, and it really tells patients that, you know, let the virus run its course, right? Typically, that's what we were hearing. Now, there are some exceptions, you know, like we have been seeing reports, hopefully they're accurate, that, you know, the antiviral drugs, if you use them in the very beginning, are very preventative. But for the whole, viruses were just, you know, a term medicine used when they really didn't know what you had. Because there's more viruses than there are bacteria, and they just don't know, you know. And a lot of these culture tests are expensive and time-consuming, so they just don't, you know, bother. They just tell you to go home, drink plenty of fluids, take Tylenol, and sleep. So now smart patients know what nutritional elements they should use to help shorten the duration of illness and help their immune system make an antibody for that particular pathogen and make them less vulnerable to viruses that are similar down the road. So a lot of people have weak immune systems these days, and they're weak because they've been on products either prescribed over the counter or injected into them that suppress their immunity. So when we talk about immune boosting, we're talking about revitalizing your immune system and bringing it up to normal level. Okay. I know doctors think we're trying to make a super immunity. No, that's not what immune boosting is. We're trying to counter all the negative stuff that has suppressed the immune system. So, now this coughing didn't just happen in the United States. No, no. It was all over the place. Globally, really. My phone rang, and still does. Okay. And this was no ordinary hack and cough, by the way. People were coughing constantly for a long time, months. So just think about how that fatigue would affect you and how it would affect your concentration, your you know, productivity. Basically, people these days in this culture, you know, you don't want to be coughing in public, do you, Frank? People look at you like you're a pariah or something. So wasn't really any ordinary cough. And a lot of people said, this was the profile. Let me give you the profile. See if this reminds you of anybody. Sometimes a headache, sometimes a sore throat started the whole thing. And then they had a cough and a fever. But there was very little production of mucus on the cough. Sometimes a little color to the sputum, but mostly white and foamy or none at all. And just cough, 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 cough. So now just imagine all this. And the problem actually did catch the eye of a lot of researchers over in the UK at Wales. They concluded antibiotic treatments were a waste of time. And because thousands of British people were also plagued with the same thing. Okay, so they got smart up front. Don't do antibiotics. They suppress your immune system and this make this worse. Now, it was reported also, I think the Queen of England also got this. What this is the COVID cough, but we just didn't know what to call it in 2016-17. Okay, so it's been around. Nobody shut down a country then. But no, there weren't any effective treatments. The scientists at Cardiff and Vale College in the UK, they reported there was very little doctors were being able to do for their patients with this prolonged coughing, told them, you know, rest, drink fluids. They even discouraged patients from seeing their UK doctors because they couldn't do anything for them and it was just wasting an appointment schedule. So the socialized medicine over there, kind of it's a ration type of system. We have to wait a long time, sometimes a long time for an appointment. So now the British, they pay about 20% of their income, maybe a little more with the economies all going, you know, where hell in the handbasket. 20% of their pay goes to this ineffective healthcare. So in the United States, you know, $50,000 is the average income. If we had socialized medicine over here, that would take $10,000 away, and then you'd be living on $40,000 for this health care. So Americans, if they paid a similar system, that's what you'd be paying. Now, healthcare can't run on good feelings, and it has to have money to operate. So there's no free anything. All right, so what is this? Well, there have been a lot of patients asking doctors what the illness is, what produces this persistent lingering cough, and scientific medicine calls the pathogen an adenovirus or a primate virus. So the virus is causing a lot of discomfort, lack of sleep, abdominal soreness, of course, and illness. They say this illness comes from monkeys. All right. So in 2013, University of California, San Francisco did report on a virus now infecting humans and causing cold and flu symptoms along with a hard-to-get-rid-of cough. The research team said it was a new virus from monkeys that first started to surface in humans in California in 2009. So there was a colony of monkeys that the California scientists were working with regarding virus infections. And they were cross-infecting these monkeys with viruses, and three developed this respiratory cold illness. And they were developing antibody serums and testing them on healthy and sick monkeys, and they were working working the infection, basically. That's what they were doing. They were creating a new infection. And they were successful in developing this virus that was able to infect primates at the Abbott Viral Diagnostic and Discovery Center. So this work somehow exposed humans to the virus. And there was a statement from the head scientist of that study who said, quote, "The study raises more concerns about the potential of unknown viruses to spread from animals to humans. We do not understand the full extent of viruses that exist in the world and the potential to cause outbreaks in human populations." That's Dr. Charles Chu, assistant professor. Well, if you don't understand, why are you messing with it then, Doc? Why are you encouraging it to spread? Well, what sickens me really is, you know, the animal kingdom is being transformed to, they're extracting a lot of viruses from the animal kingdom to create crossover infections for humans. So zoonotic plagues, basically. So Dr. Chu and his team in 2008 discovered a different adenovirus called simian adenovirus C, which is a monkey virus, that made baboons sick, and some of them died. Now, at that time, some of the scientists became ill with that respiratory infection, and they found that they had developed a monkey virus which infected humans. So, what all this means is that science is looking for new ways to create infectious pathogens in humans that have turned came out of the animal kingdom. So this study of zoonotic disease is very popular, and science is harvesting a lot of viruses, bacteria, parasites from animals, from fowl, bats, pigs, camels, primates, you name it. Now, currently, science has actually selected viruses to be transmitted to humans and then included them in a lot of your influenza vaccines. So what is really interesting about the adenovirus species is that they are known to replicate with little to no mutations. So that's kind of important, because with few mutations in a pathogen, science is saying it lends itself to infection-enhancing performance. Yay. So could this could this be why science is, you know, using adenoviruses to create more diseases in mankind? I think they are, because it makes it easier for them to replicate the virus, mix them with human genes, creating new strains of viruses for humans to become sick, and then create new vaccines to be manufactured and also to control you with. Here is a quote from Dr. Charles Chu. He goes, combining The combination of distinct virus species or strains can give rise to new viruses that are more pathogenic or that infect across species. This applies to DNA viruses as well as RNA viruses. And, you know, when you hear stuff and you read this stuff, you hold your head and you go, why are they doing this? Well, they're sick. They're insane. Yeah. There's going to be more virulent strains, by the way. Dr. Chu actually pointed out science is making more virulent types of strains of the adenoviruses. That means they're more deadly. And they're taking more virulent strains of primate viruses and combining them with a milder strain of a human virus. And he estimates that he thinks this is how the Cimmerian adenovirus outbreak happened in Texas. Well, which human virus strain? According to UK scientists, University of London, and Professor John Oxford, the virus that is causing the constant cough is an adenomicrobe combined with a human strain of pneumonia, bronchitis, and gastroenteritis pathogens. A combo! Ooh, Frank, a combo. So this is quite the feat for a virus to kind of capture three human viral strains without mutating. And here is the kicker on this adenovirus causing such illness and coughing. It is capable of surviving our body temperatures by creeping into the lower lung, hanging out there, even if other symptoms have lessened. And this is causing this long-term coughing. What are patients told, though, by their doctors? Dr. Oxford says, stay home indoors because cold air stirs the cough up, and wash your hands a lot. Stay home and quarantine, is what they're told. Interesting. Also, U.S. Center for Disease Control says, outbreaks of adenovirus infection are not common in the United States population. However, outbreaks that have been reported usually involve respiratory illness and conjunctivitis or inflammation of the eyes. Outbreaks are more common in late winter, spring, and early summer, but can occur anytime. End of quote. Not real practical advice, I would say, for people. You know, just stay home for 4 weeks, coughing their heads off. Patients are also put on alert by medical science saying, you know, the cough lasting more than 21 days could be something else, maybe tuberculosis or, oh, worse, lung cancer. Talk about scaring someone to death. Seriously. Now, the folks that I've talked with had taken their physician's advice, and they didn't improve. Okay. They finally got tired of taking that advice. And some say they tried some vitamin C and some zinc supplements and some old wives' tales, you know, lemon and honey and all that stuff, to try to soothe their cough and give some relief. But the relief was brief. Something like this is really going to take more than one or two things. It's a pathogen for sure. And so we're going to have to kick it to the curb. Yep. That's what we're going to have to do. So how many adenoviruses are there? Well, it's easy to combine other virus strains with the adenovirus, so there's probably many. So let's look at the CDC is stating there's over 50 different adenoviruses. So they say adenoviruses 3, 4, and 7 are acute respiratory versions of the virus and can spread in water, lakes, streams, swimming pools without adequate chlorine. Then they said adenovirus 14 has been around since 2017 and has infected the military with respiratory illnesses. Adenovirus 8, 19, 37, and 53 and 54, they say, can cause epidemic level keratoconjunctivitis, which is acute inflammation of the cornea and the conjunctiva of the eye, and adenoviruses 40 and 41, they say, cause gastroenteritis, especially in children. Now, the CDC has posted some charts on adenoviruses from time to time on their site. You want to keep in mind that a lot of these there's more cases than this that don't get reported because doctors are really not recording any of these cases properly. So just be aware that the stats probably aren't real accurate. And according to the CDC, adenoviruses are very resistant to chemical disinfectants and are often going to be found on surfaces that you touch, like doorknobs, gas pumps, phones, and your car keys. Now, some of the symptoms that people experience when they have adenoprimate viruses are head cold, runny nose, cough and sore throat, headache, flu-like symptoms, digestive upset, red eyes, skin infections, croup-like symptoms, pneumonia, bronchitis, and a virus that can infect the tonsils and adenoids. Now, the CDC also reports that adenovirus vaccines for types 4 and 7 did get developed and was used on the U.S. military in the 70s. Recruits were injected with these viruses from 1970 to 1999. Then a new oral version was created and approved by the FDA in 2011, also used by the U.S. military. And also, the U.S. Department of Defense recommends the vaccines they have now on the recruits that enlist in basic training. They have to get injected with viruses 17 to number 50. And, of course, what they get is adenovirus when they get the vaccine. They get sick. Okay. I don't have a whole lot of time to go into all the vaccine side effects, but needless to say, sort of like the flu vaccine gives you the flu, same kind of thing. But there are some serious side effects from taking a lot of those types of vaccines, and pneumonia, inflammation, of course, allergic reactions, death is on the list. I just want to let you know. So what we are in is pathogen warfare. Yeah, that's what we're in. Now, what I do to kick this little puppy to the curb, and I don't mean I'm a big dog lover. I don't mean I hate dogs. But we're going to kick this pathogen, you know? And what I do is I like to use my echinacea formulas. One in particular is my immune booster. It's made with fresh echinacea root. So strong. And then it's got some garlic in there, which is very broad spectrum on viruses. Okay. And then I like to use an herb as a decongestant in case you do have a little accumulation of mucus in the bronchial. We'll purge that. It's a bit of a decongestant. And that's a lovely lobelia. Love that herb. And then I combine, also I add in some thyme tincture, T-H-Y-M-E. Now, thyme, interesting herb. You know, people think of it as, you know, a garden herb. You use it in your salads and cooking and things. Yes, but it also has a germicide in it that kicks these types of things to the curb, literally. So, and thyme also was used in the turn of the century for pertussis, which is your whooping cough. It calms the cough. So we're going to add that. And then the other thing I add is Taifu oil, which is a very distinct blend, very strong oils of camphor, cedar, eucalyptus, and some others. And you don't take it internally, but you put some in the palm of your hand, and you rub your palms together, and then you cup over nose and mouth and breathe deeply. And the fumes from this oil help disinfect the airway and shrink any swelling of the tissue. So those things have worked on this, okay? Now, the longer you've had the cough, it may take you a couple of weeks using the herbs to get rid of it. So the longer you've had it, you may have to spend a little more time with the herbs than somebody who hasn't had it that long. Just keep that in mind. But it does work, and it works great. You get over it, and you're back to you again, which is amazing, you know? So you can go to thepowerherbs.com. They do have the herbs I was talking about. So the one with the echinacea root and the decongestant is called an ammonia kit. And then the thyme tincture is there, as well as the taifu oil. So those are the things I would use if I was you. And if you got that cough, that nagging cough. Now, one of the other things I heard from people over the years on this is they may have gotten a flu bug or a cold, got over it, and then in a couple of days this cough came, and they couldn't shake it. So, but I said, I'm going to tell you the worst case was a lady had 4 years, and she called me all excited. Took her 2 weeks to shake it, but she shook it, and she was all excited. And I said, it's a pleasure to talk to you without you coughing every few seconds. She goes, oh, amen. Amen to that. So God's herbs are good. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. He created these medicinal plants because he created the human body, so he knew what you were going to need. See? And medicine's never going to find out everything that's great in these herbs. It's like God's little mystery. They've been trying for years to dissect herbs and make drugs out of them so they can make $1 million. But who needs that when you got the herbs? And there's no side effects because the chemistry is put in such a way that it works well in the human body. There's no toxicity and buildup or cumulative toxicity or buildup, and you don't have side effects. Now, of course, you could have a sensitivity to an herb just like you would a food, so use caution there. Read all your ingredients carefully if you're looking at products, and ask questions if you have questions. Now, I'm not a big proponent of mixing your herbs with prescription medications, because what we worry about is herbs interfering with the uptake and absorption of your prescription drug, and it's like you didn't take anything. So, typically, if you say, see, use caution, you may want to alter the way you're doing therapies, or if you see a void, it's just a stronger warning that you do not want to use that herb with that drug. So do your homework. Know that a lot of these herbs are gentle and effective. They don't create the toxic residues and side effects that drugs do. So if you're thinking of changing to something, this is a good time to do that, because there may come a time where you can't get drugs for diabetes and heart disease and other things that you rely on every day. And you're going to want to know how to strengthen those areas so you don't have to rely on that. And there is a way. God's opened that door. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, and don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. You'll be empowered each week. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.